Now, one of the leading young members of the Green Party is stepping aside, saying the party is becoming too centrist under James Shaw's co-leadership. Jack McDonald has stood as an election candidate three times. He serves as the party's policy co-convener. He told reporters after the party's annual general meeting in Dunedin at the weekend he's walking away from those roles, but he will remain a party member.
It's been a hard decision for me to decide not to stand again for the Greens. I've stood in three general elections in Te Tai Hauauru. I've held various roles in the Green Party, and I've dedicated pretty much my adult life to the party. And so the biggest reason why I'm stepping back is actually just to focus on other things in my life that I have put aside for so long. But also I am, as I've said, concerned about the centrist drift of the party, particularly under James Shaw's leadership.
What is it about James Shaw's leadership?
There are a number of issues. I mean, we know that James drafted the budget responsibility rules and proposed those to Grant Robertson before the last election, and we've seen that those rules have basically ensured that fiscal austerity has prevented some really important investment in public infrastructure and public services to actually rebuild the deficit that was left behind by the previous national government. So that was one thing. I mean, I think, again, on climate change, the Zero Carbon Act is an example, I think, of where James Shaw could have been stronger. He admitted publicly that he gave concessions to the National Party without even getting their guaranteed support for the bill. So I think there are a number of issues where his approach to politics are different to what I think the Greens should be and what the Greens were in terms of our roots.
Who should be the male co-leader?
I'm not saying that James shouldn't be the co-leader. I'm saying that I think he needs to reflect on the way that he approaches politics and whether that's in line with the will of the members of the Green Party. I think he does do a lot of good in his role, but I think it's really important that actually he changes his focus and his way of approaching things to actually reflect the will of the members.
Do other Green Party members feel the same way as you?
I can only speak for myself, but I do know that there are concerns in some quarters of the party about some of the things that have been happening, like the budget responsibility rules that I mentioned. That in particular has been deeply unpopular since they were first proposed. Yeah.
You're still wanting to stay on as a member of the party, though. What are some of the things that you're looking to do within the party now?
Well, I think the Greens still represent the best hope for radical change in Parliament, and that's what I care about, is radical social, environmental and economic change.
What did you make yesterday of James Shaw coming out pretty strongly against Simon Church's modern-day climate change denial? What were your thoughts on that?
I thought that was really good to see, and that's actually the exact type of thing I want to see more from James as our co-leader, because, I mean, that is speaking the truth and being bold and unapologetic, and that's what voters actually respond to, in my view. They don't respond to timidity and moderation.
That is Jack McDonald speaking to reporters yesterday. We'll have more on this from our reporter Charlie Drever after 7 o'clock, and also the party's co-leaders James Shaw and Marama Davidson will be with us in the Wellington studio after the news at 8.